This podcast is proudly brought to you by our sponsors at ADT Taxes, Everard's Tiger, and loserpool.com. Be the last man standing. Hello and welcome to 100% LCFC, the podcast hosted by me, Lee Chapman. Give me a follow on Twitter at Lee_Chappy and follow us on social media at 100LCFC on Twitter and also on Facebook. So it was a great weekend for the Foxes. Leicester beat Bournemouth 3-1 and a Vardy double. He's now the all-time goal scorer for Leicester City, and he just don't seem to be stopped. He's unbelievable at the moment, and I can only see more goals coming from Jamie Vardy against Manchester United as well. We have a poor record at United. I think we only have two wins as well against them, and it's always a tough one at Old Trafford. I mean, the last win at Old Trafford was in 97, I think it was. I was only a kid. And I think we spoke about this already on the podcast before, but hey, I really do think we're going to win this time. I finally think we're going to win at Old Trafford. This is the one for me. I think Leicester are a better team at the moment than Ollie's at the wheel, Man United. They are in poor, poor form. Just listen to this. So since Solskjaer took charge on a permanent contract, they have lost in the last 16 games. They've lost to Arsenal, Wolves, they beat Watford, they lost to Wolves, they lost to Barca, they beat West Ham, lost to Barca, lost to Everton, lost to Man City, drew at Chelsea, drew Huddersfield, lost Cardiff, beat Chelsea, lost to drew Wolves, lost to Palace, and drew Southampton. 16 games with 3 wins, 4 draws, and 9 losses. That doesn't sound like a strong side that we should be worried about. Leicester are unbeaten in the last 4, unbeaten in pre-season, and we can only go to Old Trafford thinking that really we can't lose. A draw or a win is definitely a result, I think. Obviously, I prefer a win at Old Trafford, and I think we all would. It'd be great to go to Old Trafford and finally get some green ticks on the checklists of these stats. Now, because we are unbeaten and Brendan Rodgers is doing really well at Leicester at the moment, he's actually been nominated for the Manager of the Month award for August. He's up against Crystal Palace's Roy Hodgson, Man City and Liverpool's Klopp and Pep. So 4 managers there. You can vote. Go click on the Premier League website and click on Manager of the Month. You can vote. I think voting finishes on the Monday, the 9th, I believe. So get voting for Rodgers. I've already put mine in. So please make sure you vote for Rodgers and let's get him winning an award for August. He deserves it, I think. He's got the most challenging out of the Man City and Liverpool. I think it's the toughest challenge. So he's well deserved for being unbeaten as well. So, yeah, hats off to him. Now, England are playing Bulgaria on Saturday at 5 o'clock. It's the qualification rounds, the UEFA Euro qualifiers against Bulgaria. And obviously, we can't give you the lineups, but Leicester's Ben Chilwell and also James Maddison, who was obviously recently called up, are going to be featured. Hopefully they'll be featured and get to play some game time, because God knows it's getting a little bit boring here without any Leicester City football to cover. Oh, who really enjoys these international breaks, really? Nobody. Now, because of the international break, I've had time to do some stuff, and I've worked with the Premier League. So I worked with the Premier League, the official Premier League productions, on a video that will go out worldwide on multiple amount of networks across the world during the Man United and Leicester clash next week. That will be, like I say, it'll be out on all of the NBC Sports and TSN, everywhere you can think of. Sky Sports are also featuring it on the earlier kickoff at 12:30. They'll feature it just after that for the obviously pre-show before the games all kick off at 3 o'clock, and then we don't get coverage over here, which I find still odd in a world where everything is now. I am surprised that hasn't fallen through yet, of the 3 o'clock games being on some sort of pay-per-view type thing, because I don't think it'll affect attendances, to be honest with you, still, because the Premier League, they need crowds to make the atmosphere, but I honestly can't see it affecting the atmosphere of games, even if the games were on at 3 o'clock. Because if you've got a season ticket, you and you want to go and watch your team, you'll still go. You know, I still prefer to go to the games than watch them on TV, and many fans will feel exactly the same way. So it's about time we got 3 o'clock games. It's never going to happen, I don't think, but hey, yeah, one day we can all hope. Hey, anyway, I'm rambling on. I was on Love Sport as well earlier today, actually, recording this podcast. I had to pause, and I was featured on Love Sport Radio, and here's the features. Have a listen to that. It was a good chat as well. So I've been a bit busy this week, so enjoy this anyway.
We're going to be talking now a little bit about Leicester, who have made a pretty solid start to the season. Third in the table, just 4 games in, 8 points, and some people are asking the question, not only can Leicester break into the top six, can they even break into the top four? Do they have the quality? Obviously, they lost Harry Maguire over the summer. They made Yuri Tiedemann's transfer a permanent transfer over the summer. Jose Perez has also signed, and delighted to say that joining us to talk all things Leicester is Lee Chappie from the 100 LCFC podcast. Good afternoon, Lee. As I was saying, 4 games in, Leicester third, 8 points. You must be pretty delighted with the start of the season.
Oh, absolutely. Brendan Rodgers has just been nominated for the Manager of the Month of August. So, flying high so far. It's all looking good.
Looking at the games so far, what has impressed you the most about Leicester? Is it just simply the results? Because football is a results-driven business, and ultimately that decides where you end up in a season. Or is it the performances? Because, for example, against Bournemouth, a pretty good display and dominated that type of a game.
I'd say exactly what's impressed me so far this season. It's not actually the results. It's far more important than the results. And that's the team being back together. Under Claude Puel last season, and a little bit of the season beforehand, they just didn't look together whatsoever. There was no like sort of friendship going on. They just didn't even have a huddle, you know. And it's all come back. You can see it around the stadium as well. The fans are behind everything that's going on. We believe in what Rodgers is doing with the, you know, with the players. We believe in the owners. It's just an ambitious season so far. Going forward, I'm excited. It's just building to something, this is. It really is, you know.
One of the obviously big named summer signings, a man that was on loan at Leicester last season, Yuri Tiedemann's, Leicester managed to secure that signature for $40 million. Are you surprised, not meaning to kind of devalue Leicester, but are you surprised that some kind of massive European sides weren't in for someone of Tiedemann's quality?
I said this originally on a different podcast. I was talking to Phil Holloway, who's on 100% LCFC, that I'm very surprised that no one picked him up. A great asset to the club. He's deadly with his through balls, I think, at the end of last season, you know, created some chances for Jamie Vardy. I don't think he's quite shown at the moment this season. I mean, I know he got an assist at the weekend. He got his goal as well, which was looked like it was going to go wide. He was quite lucky that went in. I don't think he had the best of games, but, I mean, overall, he's a fantastic player, and I can't believe no one snapped him up. I really can't.
Someone who's in pretty fine form for Leicester, not just at the start of this season, but the end of last, is Jamie Vardy. And he says how he's back, he's happy playing again, and he's enjoying football yet again. Is there not a case of the fact that he's a bit like Eden Hazard, in that when things aren't going particularly well, he does kick up a fuss and leads a bit of a revolt? Or am I being a little bit too harsh on Jamie Vardy?
I'm not sure. I mean, if you look at the stats, he's a 20-goal season man, you know, regardless if he's had a bad season. He's still banging goals in for fun, you know. He's at Leicester. He's not at Man United. He's not at Chelsea. He's not at Man City. The big boys, so to speak, that score goals. He's at Leicester City, right? And he's still getting 20 goals a season. Right now, this season, he's the fittest he's ever been in his career. He has the lowest heart rate he's ever had. And you know, against Bournemouth, I'm telling you now, it was the 95th minute, and that lad was still running around like an headless chicken, chasing balls and causing pressure to their back line. You wouldn't see Harry Kane or anyone else, any striker in the Premier League, doing what he does. He's an absolute menace. I'd hate to defend against him, and he's gonna do it again this season. He's gonna get 20 goals.
One man that obviously departed Leicester this summer was Harry Maguire for £80 million, and Leicester, whether it was deliberate or not, whether it was a case of they were priced out of other moves, they didn't buy a replacement. Are you happy that Leicester didn't perhaps overpay for someone like Nathan Ake or James Tarkowski, that actually Leicester said, we're going to be more sensible than that, and we're going to make a statement by not spending far too much money on a replacement?
I completely agree with that. I think that was the plan. Claude Puel didn't use Soyuncu last year very much. And as soon as Harry Maguire left, he's just been, almost placed straight into his position. And bang, I don't even feel like we're missing our key centre-back, so to speak. The only thing I feel like we are missing is an aerial threat at set pieces. With Harry Maguire's head, that's what you aimed for. And he was always there. He was always causing a problem. It was a bit like Robert Huth beforehand. We haven't got that dangerous set piece, in the air to aim for. And I suppose that will affect us in the box, in the other half, in defence as well.
And just finally then, Lee, as I mentioned just before you came on, some people are expecting Leicester potentially not even to just break into the top six, but challenge top four. Realistically, are you being a little bit more realistic than that and just taking it game by game, or are you starting to become a little bit convinced that it could really be a special season again for Leicester?
No, honestly, I believe it will happen. It's either going to be a top six, fifth or sixth, or we're going to steal Spurs or Chelsea or even Man United's fourth spot. It's going to happen. This season's the one.
There you go. You heard it here first from Lee. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, Lee. That was Lee Chappie from the 100 LCFC podcast, giving us the latest on Leicester. They have made a good start to the season. I think they're an outside bet for top six. I don't think they've got any chance of finishing top four. But what you would say as a caveat to that is that it does seem like Tottenham, Chelsea, Arsenal, Manchester United are all trying their best to try and drop as many points as possible. They did it towards the end of last season, and it seems like at the start of this season, they're carrying on where they left off from last season. And Leicester, if they can get some consistency in their form, they could find themselves in a position where they could challenge the top six and the top four. I don't think they will finish in the top four. I still probably wouldn't say they'll finish top six, but they're the best placed side outside of the top six, the big six, to potentially force their way in to that top four or top six. So it'll be interesting to see how they go. A lot is going to rest on how many goals Jamie Vardy can score. Lee was very, very complimentary of Jamie Vardy's form at the moment, how fit he's looking at the moment, the fittest he's ever been for Leicester. So it'll be intriguing to see how Leicester seasons develop and whether they can break into that top six. In the next hour, we'll be turning our attention.
Your accumulator letting you down again. You've cashed out early. And you just can't win. Prehistoric football coupons? Nah. Have a think about it. Why not play a new way? At Loserpool, pick a loser and win £1,000 in a last man standing tournament. Be a loser and win at Loserpool. Enter for free now. Visit loserpool.com. Okay, so we're back. The Walk with a Shy was the 10th of November last year, and 50,000 estimated Leicester fans walked from the St. Jubilee Square to the King Power Stadium in honour of our late great Cwm Vy Siau. A year has nearly passed by since the tragedy of October the 27th, and the Walk for the Shy group that combined together to make the historical event happen are going to be doing the walk again. Now, the latest news on this is the 19th of October. It's subject to change, but at the present, that is the date that Glenn and the boys that are trying to schedule this walk again in a year anniversary of Cumbershy. We at 100% LCFC will be helping promote and doing some live video again, just like last year. But what we are also going to do, which is already happening behind the scenes, is me, Phil, and James Harlow, in particular. James, well done for doing this, has came up with the idea of doing a mosaic of the Shy, made from you guys, the fans' faces and pictures of you in your Leicester tops at games or whatever it is. With your family, send them in at 100% LCFC on Facebook and also via Twitter at 100LCFC. And we are, like I say, we're going to make a massive mosaic. We have the go from the club. We had a meeting with the club, and the club are more than happy for us to do that. Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be a great event. Hopefully, I'll have more details on that as it comes in, but at the moment we're scheduled for the 19th of October from, I can imagine it's going to be from Jubilee Square again to the King Power Stadium on the 19th of October. Okay, before we close out on the podcast, I thought I'd just share you an interesting stat, which was made by the LCFC Statman. You can follow him on Twitter at the LCFC Statman. And it says, Leicester City have 8 points from their first 4 matches of 2019-20 season, a feat only matched by Claudio Ranieri's 2015-16 season, since the club returned to the Premier League. Brendan Rodgers, king. Wow. So he's matched so far Claudio Ranieri, who, okay, I'm probably going way over my head here, but won the Premier League. Also, the only time Leicester have been undefeated in the first 4 games was when we won the Championship in 2013-14 season, and when we won the Premier League in 2015-16 season. Is it happening again, guys? I don't know, but we can dream, right? We can dream. And on that note, I'm going to leave you with that dream. Thank you for listening to the podcast. You can subscribe via iTunes and also SoundCloud, and you can follow me at Lee_Chappie on Twitter, and follow the boys at 100% LCFC on Twitter and on Facebook. That's it for this week. Joining next week, I'm gonna have a Manchester United fan perspective from either Mock Goldbridge or Flex from the United Stand. So tune into that one next week. I can't wait to get that one out. That's going to be amazing. Those two lads are brilliant as well, what they do. You can follow those over at the United Stand on YouTube and on Twitter and stuff on social media platforms. They've just launched a podcast as well, so we're going to merge a podcast between us all. And yeah, it's going to be good. Right, I'll see you guys next week.